Sound Clip is presented by the Bewitched and Elizabeth Montgomery website at www.bewitched.net.
It's one of those special little time capsules that only comes along once in a lifetime. It brought laughter into a lot of people's lives when it was much needed. And, you know, it entertains people still and brings a lot of spirited debate among fans.
I find that the longevity of the show that we didn't take into consideration at all was that every year almost there's a new audience for Bewitched. People growing up, it's really a new audience who sees it, and nostalgic audience too.
Right.
So and then they do enjoy it. It's simple, magically involved. It's not weird. It's not strange.
It's not scary.
No. It's the girl next door.
Right.
And she's, you know, beset with her mother, who gets her into all these jams. Mm-hmm. And she just has to get out of them.
You and Elizabeth were very much in love, I think, during those years. And
it was,
I think to a lot of people that come through on the screen.
Yeah.
Do you think that contributed to the show?
Well, it really started the show because we were married and she didn't want to do anything. She wanted to have babies. And I just couldn't see her not working. I mean, she's too good.
She was very ambitious up until then.
Well, yeah. And then she just kind of turned off and didn't want to work and didn't want to... I mean, it requires going away, locations and so on, and she'd want to do that. So she had made up her mind. I couldn't talk her out of it. And then I came up with the idea of, I said, what if we did something together? And she said, that I would love to do. And I was doing a pilot at the time at Columbia, and I told them about her being willing to do TV series, and they were all for it, and they said, have you got something? And I said, no, well, I'll write it. And I did, and it was, oddly enough, very close to Bewitched. And what happened is they had a script there. When they read mine, and they liked it, and they were going to go with it. But they said, we have something else here called the Witch of Westport. And it was a...
Was that the Saul Sachs?
Yeah.
Piece?
And it was very weird. It was very witch-oriented. It was boiling pots and cobwebs and spooky. It was like, what the hell was it? The Addams Family.
Uh-huh.
Or the other one.
The Monsters.
Yeah, The Monsters. And it wasn't right for Elizabeth. It had been written for Tammy Grimes, who was doing a Broadway show, wasn't available. And they said, why don't you read this and see what you think? And I did. I read it to Elizabeth, and she was crazy about it. What it needed was to have all the witchy junk.
All the cobwebs cleared away.
Yeah. And make it the girl next door. And that's what I did with it, the rewrite. And they liked it very much. Saul Sachs hated it. Mm. And I don't know, I talked to him today, and I don't remind him